Today I will be our home.
If you need to move now, you can. We figure it out.
I was at home. How could it feel to be sitting by this fireside owl? It is so cold and snowy outside. The owl was eating butter toast and hot pea soup. I heard a loud sound at the front door. Who's out there? Bang and pound on my door on a night like this. He said, "Owl, open the door." No one was there. Only the snow and the wind. I was sat near the fire again. There was another owl outside the door. "Who can it be?" said Owl. "No can it thump on my door on a night like this." Owl opened the door. No one was there. Only the snow and the cold. The poor old winter is knocking at my door. Said Owl, "Perhaps he wants to sit by the fire. Well, I will be kind and let the winter come in. I will open his door very wide. Come in, winter," said Owl. "Come in." And winter sat for a while. Winter came into the house and came very fast and pulled this owl against the wall. Winter went around the room and blew out the fire in the fireplace. The snow heard upstairs and whooshed down the hallway. "Winter," cried Owl, "you're my guest. There's no way to behave." But Winter did not listen. It made the window sails rap and waver. It turns to the pea soup. Winter had green eyes. Winter went into all the rooms of Owl's house, so everything was covered in snow. "You must go, Winter," said Owl. "Go away right now." The wind blew around and around. Then the Winter rushed out and slammed the front door. "Goodbye," called Owl, "and do not come back." Owl made a new fire in the fireplace. The room became warm again. The snow melted away. The hard green eyes turned back and just saw a pea soup. Owl sat out in his chair and quietly finished his supper. Owl was in bed and decided to blow the candle and go to sleep. He sat in the yard. Then Owl saw two bumps under the blanket at the bottom of his bed. "What can those strange bumps be?" asked Owl. Owl went out of the blanket and walked out into the bed. All he could see was darkness. Owl tried to sleep, but he could not. "What if those two strange bumps grow bigger and bigger while I'm in the sleep?" said Owl. "That will not be explained." Owl moved his rifle up and down. The ball on the right, up and down. "What of those bumps is moving?" said Owl. Owl moved his rifle up and down. The bump left on the left. "Move up and down. The other bump is moving," cried Owl. Owl pulled all of the covers off his bed. The bumps were gone. Owl could see as well as his bed with his own 2 feet. "Now I cold," said Owl. "I'll call myself in the bracket again." As soon as he did, he started saying to Bubsy, "Those bumps are back." So Owl, Bubs, "I'll never see you tonight." "Where are you? He cried. From the cross at the bank, the bed came falling down. Owl ran down the stairs. He sat in the chair near the fire. "Owl went. Those two strange bumps sitting on my bed all by themselves," said Owl. "Let them go as big as they was. I will sleep right here where I am safe." And that is what he did.